Hello and welcome to Charles in Charge, all the way from Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. I'm Nicola Charles. It is very early on Monday morning, the 6th of December 2021, and I'm hearing a lot of things from my friends in Spring Street. And I get a lot of information from that side of town, which is not my side of town, and that's the political end of Melbourne, if you're listening from anywhere else in the world. And I think generally the consensus is that the giant global fraud that has just been perpetuated, particularly here in Australia, has been something of a success. And that can be seen everywhere. And, you know, the hints that should really tell you guys what's going on is always in the media. And so the little stories are starting to emerge that the unvaccinated might be forgiven, and because we don't want to discriminate against them, we might bring them back into society in January. And what you will see as well is that your QR coding in your check-in requirements will slowly disappear as well. I'm sure you remember that during the height of the so-called pandemic, where we actually didn't see anyone collapsing and dying in the streets, did we? We are seeing people collapsing, clutching at their chests in stores now, and I've shared a few of those photos. Apparently, people are suffering, according to the British press, people are suffering from winter vagina, which is a condition brought on by the cold where the vagina swells up and becomes very sore. I'm half a century old and I lived in the Northern Hemisphere for most of my life, skied a lot, did photo shoots in Italian lingerie, sitting in mountain waterfalls and streams on a hill in Sicily, streams that were there as snow melted from mountaintops. I think you can say at that point my vagina was pretty cold. And I never experienced winter vagina. It's funny because one of the adverse reactions from a vaccine, from the COVID vaccine, is actually a vagina that swells up to three times the size. I guess that's why it's, well, it's busy destroying your reproductive system. Apparently that means it's working. We're also seeing people have terrible chest pains and myocarditis and pericarditis, which incidentally have no cure other than a heart transplant. And we're also seeing blood clots where nurses are now emerging who have lost their jobs in Australia due to the mandates. And so they are spilling the beans or trying to spill the beans, but they're absolutely terrified because they know they're spilling the beans against a group of people who are essentially like gangsters, really quite frightening and people you should be afraid of. And one such nurse who spoke at the Reach Out Church in Australia, which is a bit like a mega church, pretty big, very modern, very contemporary, thousands of people in attendance. And she was afraid and she was crying and she too was clutching her chest because she was so nervous of telling the truth. She said that due to the blood clots, which sound bad enough, don't they? You can imagine being someone who was totally healthy and then requiring blood thinners for the rest of your life because your blood keeps clotting. I can't imagine why your blood would keep clotting. Although AstraZeneca have now admitted publicly, must be true, it's in the Daily Mail in the UK, that they've discovered why. They've now discovered why their shots cause blood clots. That would be after they've injected it into millions of people. But the nurse that spoke out said that many people are having their limbs removed because apparently that is the only way out when you have these hideous, debilitating blood clots. Because you can't risk all of them. If you've got many, say in an arm or a leg or both legs, you can't risk those detaching from where they sit and entering the brain or the heart. And so they amputate that limb perfectly healthy, got what your government told you was a shot for flu, a COVID shot, and lose your limbs. Now, when I see these stories and I listen to these stories, I instantly think of that movie Hostel, which was a devastating horror film. Stayed with me for a very long time, rewatched it the other day. A few Nazis in that, they were absolutely fine with removing limbs. But these are some of the really extreme things, and of course death, that have been experienced by many for this so-called COVID-19 flu shot. And yet they still want you to get more. If this is the first time you're listening and you haven't been red-pilled about your COVID pass yet, it is actually the Certificate of Vaccination ID. That's what COVID stood for when you got your pass, and that's what COVID stood for in 2015 when these systems were being patented by those who would make money from the systems. This was a club of people who would set up patents for systems and testing for COVID-19, which would really be the biggest gag, the biggest hoot for the elites who like to make money from you. Because it was the biggest invasion of your privacy, a biggest tracking and tracing system of humanity ever attempted. And the fact that hundreds of thousands of you would die in the process of attempting this garish, monstrous invasion of privacy and health was neither here nor there. Neither here nor there. It's interesting that the people who deceive you the most currently hold the most power. They currently hold the most power. And they've been dealing with these people who have been trading your privacy, your future privacy, your future tracking, tracing, really the future control of you. Because what would you do with a populace? And this is merely my hypothesis. What would you do with a populace who were worryingly leaning towards, let's say, a candidate on the right, a Donald Trump type character? It wouldn't need to be Trump, could be anyone, could be Ron DeSantis coming up in the future. I myself, an ex-soap star and author of quite racy novels, am being courted by two different political parties down here in Australia to run as candidates. And what does that tell you about Australian politics? Because people have heard a voice that they trust, that they can relate to. They know I'm not corruptible. Otherwise, I would be on the team of the bad guys, wouldn't I? I'd still be trying to make money as an actor and a radio host and a social commentator and a person that works in the media. And I would be one of the sold out shills, and I'd be telling you to take your children for a vaccination they don't need. I remember I casually mentioned on Twitter that I was being courted to enter politics. And as if by magic, as if by AI magic, I was descended upon, I guess by keywords, and I know I'm being watched, by the Dan Andrews trolls. They seem very efficient, very highly paid. And they monitor people constantly, because that's what this is all about. The new social credit system. But if you could change someone's political affiliation, change someone's health status, what if you were deemed a useless eater in society? You'd been on the dole for a while, you didn't contribute much. Or your politics, your affinity to a political party, was in a direction that wasn't conducive to the herd. They like that word, don't they? Herd mentality, herd immunity, group think. They're saying it to you. They're just flipping the language. It's called spin. And we used to be able to isolate it and identify it when we had a free media. Because originally the media made money from telling the truth. And we called it, oh, the media's terrible. They're so sensationalist. This politician had an affair and was outed. This politician was sexting with a 19-year-old girl. But then the media realized that they could make a hell of a lot more money as propaganda arms of the government. Using our tax dollars, the government would own the media and tell them to lie to us. That's the saddest part for me, is our own tax dollars have paid for all this. So, you've got the system and testing, the certificate of vaccination ID, owned by the elites who would like to decide on your health status and your health future. Those who are vaccinated are actually no longer in control of their own health future. They will decide who gets vaccinated and for what and when. As Bill Gates often says, what's the point in spending millions of dollars for someone to live another 3 to 6 months when that money could be used to employ 10 nurses? I guess those 10 nurses would be employed for the people who were worth keeping alive. They could track you, trace you. They wouldn't need to be concerned. Initially, my concerns were that they would be inside your head and they would know how to sell to you, how to get you to buy the latest Microsoft equipment, the latest Apple MacBook, the newest line of clothing or lingerie, which holiday company to book with, which airline to fly with, they own those. And that you would happily give up your diesel petrol vehicle for an electric car that you couldn't afford, and you'd have to eat less to buy it. And they could cut off your power to your electric car at any time and blame climate change. But oh no, it's a lot worse than that. They don't want to be inside your head to discover how to sell to you. They want to be inside your head to tell you what to buy and what to think and how to live. And the reasons there aren't any monitors, guards, store personnel standing in the doorway the way they did during the faux pandemic, making sure you check in a QR code, is because for the vaccinated quite soon and already via their smartphones, oh, those phones sure are smart. You no longer need to QR code in, do you? Because now you've got your certificate of vaccination ID on your phone. They know where you are all the time. Only they don't really, do they? Because if the mind control isn't complete yet, you might just decide to leave your phone at home or in your car. But you probably won't, because you vaccinated for a reason. So you'll want to show that COVID pass, won't you? They've made sure that they have created a physical attachment to your digital device. But that's only temporary. You won't need that physical attachment to your digital smartphone, your Bluetooth device, for very long, because you yourself will be a Bluetooth device. Your booster shots will be very, very important to the cabal. It will be much like when we walked through the airport gate and you would bleep if you had a key or a piece of jewellery or a metal pole in your leg from an operation or the rims of your glasses were made of the wrong metal. It will be silent. It will be like travelling under the toll gates on the freeway. Little ultraviolet light. And every time you pass through it, you hear a little beep, don't you, in your car. You know for sure they've taken another $8 from you. Imagine that. Imagine if you lived in a world with a social credit system that was built into your body via Bluetooth, that could track you to the point where for climate change, they might decide to tax you higher because you went to Daylesford for the weekend. You went to Hanging Rock. You travelled to Queensland to get some sun. It's already happening in the UK. Friends of mine don't understand or realise yet, but they're travelling to Spain multiple times on holidays to get away from it all because COVID has been such a stress. But quite soon, after they tell you that they discovered where you were because of the COVID pass on your phone, you seem to have exceeded your kilometre limit for the year. You may not drive your car if it's electric. Your electricity for your car may be turned off. My goodness, how will you get to work? Well, they are busy improving the public transport systems. They are busy making sure with mandates that a lot of people work from home. That's already happening for the unvaccinated. If they're lucky enough to find a job, they can do from home. They become the underclass in the jobs that don't pay so well. But they definitely make a smaller carbon footprint than everyone else. So on that front, you can pat an unvaccinated person firmly on the back. Yes, that's right. They punish everyone in the end. It's coming. It's coming by 2030. And what does that mean? That means it's coming for your children. Our generation was just the test case. Why? Well, if you can psychologically convince a group of parents, as in billions of parents, that they might die of the flu, despite the fact they haven't died of the flu for their entire lives, they will get a vaccination and become so afraid of the fear porn and the stories in the media of hospitals being overwhelmed with unvaccinated people who are dying. I don't know any unvaccinated people dying. All my unvaccinated friends are doing very well, thank you. All of my vaccinated friends are telling me a similar story. And if you are vaccinated, you might not want to hear this because a lot of these adverse reactions are not as extreme as the ones you always hear about from people like me. Yes, there are major heart problems. That's because these metals and tracking devices and antennas and chipsets have no business being inside the human body. Yes, there are blood clots. AstraZeneca themselves now admit, oops, sorry, we found it too late. It's okay, if you take these pills for the rest of your life, you'll be fine. Don't we just all love taking pills for the rest of our lives? So organic. They sold organic to us really well, didn't they, when we paid over the odds for the same food? So if you convince the parents who are so afraid they will vaccinate while pregnant, they will vaccinate their children to go to school because it's not safe and they don't want them in school unless the teacher's been vaccinated. Never mind, some of them are actually now seeing teachers collapse and die. What a lovely childhood memory. I don't remember any teachers collapsing and dying, and I finished school. If you convince the parents, then they become deputized. And they finish the job for you because the parents will convince the children that they too need to be vaccinated. And so eventually you end up with a system where a whole generation of little Bluetooth devices are walking around without having to check in, without having to QR code, feeling as if they're totally free on the Jones plantation. But they will never be free or alone again. Nobody will. The Privacy Act of 1988 in Australia, which was supposed to protect us, has been shattered into oblivion with a 12-bore double-barreled shotgun. You see, when we break laws, we get punished. When the elites team up with corrupt politicians, they can shatter any law, any privacy, any human right, as long as at the end of it there is profit, gain, and benefit for everyone involved. Controllable citizens are more profitable to government. Why else do you think they would fine people $25,000 for not wearing a mask? While they sit in parties and gatherings and after parliament drinks, in rooms, unmasked, drunk and laughing. There are now people coming forward, speaking about these events, where politicians who would destroy your lives, your careers, your families, your relationships, your ability to live, your freedoms, your careers, your Christmas, anything else. They're busy destroying Christmas in the UK. They couldn't give a crap. Because they want you to do less. They want you to have less. They want you to need less, think less, use less. Everyone in the UK is cancelling Christmas for a variant that even the World Health Organization and the CDC has told you hasn't killed anyone. Symptoms are very mild. What that means, essentially, in a sane world, is that everyone needs to run out and get Omicron, just like they used to tell us that everyone needed to get the seasonal flu to get antibodies for a virus. I've said before, when we were children and we got sick, and our parents took us to the doctor, the worst thing the parent could hear was, "Sorry, antibiotics won't help. They're just going to have to take a couple of weeks off school. It's a virus." Mums wouldn't like that because they wouldn't be able to go to work. They'd have to stay home and take care of you because no antibiotics were coming that would fix you in 48 hours. Antibiotics were given when a bacterial infection was present. I remember it was gross to drink neat penicillin when I had pleurisy because I had a bacterial infection in my lungs. But when I got viruses, the flu virus, there are no antibiotics for that because viruses are something you need to get as a human entity to survive them in the future. Now, somewhere along the line, the powers that be that had to demolish our human immunity, nobody does that. Nobody thinks that makes sense. Nowhere, never. The reason that had to happen, and if you're lucky enough, you'll have 50% of your immunity left. Most people lose their immunity entirely. The reason they had to do that was because the human immune system, with its killer T cells, your little soldiers inside you, have been tricked in the same way you've been tricked. They've been tricked that the invaders, the chipsets, the aerials, the graphene, the metals, the spike proteins, your body was tricked that they were friendly because mad scientists in labs using your tax dollars have worked out how to trick your bodies. And they have worked with psychologists who told them how to trick your mind. It was a staged, stepped system. fool the mind, to allow the product into the body, to fool the body that we are friendly, despite the fact we have just thrown down the drawbridge to invaders. And so you would ask yourselves, well, surely if we're all Bluetooth devices, trackable, traceable, controllable, new zombies in society, they wouldn't want us to die. They wouldn't give us vaccines to die. Well, Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates did have their little side activity of depopulation. I often thought to myself when I saw people having seizures on the ground after vaccination, girls wobbling around in a harness, being hung from the roof, trying to learn to walk again because they've lost the ability to walk. 2-year-old female babies bleeding and having blood clots, a menstrual cycle as their tiny bodies try to excrete the blood clots that were put into them from the vaccinated pregnant mother. I actually thought to myself on occasion, you know what, those Taliban firing squads where they put you on the knees and pop you from the back of the head seem a lot more humane than what our governments and our elites are prepared to do to us to get what they want. Control of us. If you can't make enough AI and create enough AI to do everything, you still need the useless eaters. They're interesting, these clips they allow us to see of these human-looking robots with faces and arms and looking at their hands, and they seem so self-aware, but they are so small in number. Why? They're very expensive to make. Hence, governments and elites have been tricking the system to keep precious metals, gold and silver that would be used in AI, at a very low price, lower than it should be, because they are not only desired, they are required for AI. And so until there are more of them, they actually still need some useless eaters. They would just like to control us. I don't think until we see the tiny bodies of children not coping with these vaccines, these 5 to 11-year-olds. And if you've been unlucky enough to see the clip of Justin Trudeau sitting in a chair shamefully with the Canadian flag behind him, looking like a cross between Heath Ledger's Joker and Christian Bale in American Psycho. The guy couldn't look more unhinged if he tried. Doing what has essentially been done for the entire pandemic, and that's story time for 5-year-olds. Last time it was you, now it's your kids. As he says, I know you're excited to get your vaccination. I know you kids are excited, and I'm excited too. And just like Michael Gunner, there is something in the eyes of this individual, these individuals that know what they are doing is very, very wrong. I hope they're not protected. I hope that one day they pay. I hope that they pay before they get control of the vaccinated. I hope that what's left of our justice system, which has betrayed so far large groups of people. Vaccine mandates were only supposed to target specific groups of people. Generally and sensibly, that should have been, although still completely unacceptable, people working in healthcare during the pandemic. And so it's in their interest to stretch this motherfucker out. Construction workers? Office workers? Yes. Dr. Fauci always said he wasn't very happy with the amount of people who took up the flu vaccine, despite it being free. I remember working in an office for a massive car company, and there was a lot of pressure. But the doctor's here today with the flu vaccine shot. Everyone else is taking it. Why aren't you? I said, because every year this guy comes round and vaccinates people against the flu, they all get flu a week later. Why? Well, I was told yesterday that everyone who received a regular flu vaccine in 2019 has already received their first COVID-19 vaccine. Yes, you might want to see if forks stick to you. Apparently, that was the beginning of the insertion of the graphene oxide. We were all test subjects. Not only are these people unhinged and insane, they know it. Part of them knows it. Their job changed. They all turned on a sixpence like a black hackney carriage, 180. The media turned, the politicians turned, the voices you listen to turned. Idiots like a Kardashian turning up to the Met Gala looking like Lady Macbeth, Lady Macdeath. These people don't care about you. They never cared about you. They only cared about you spending your money on them. They tricked you, most of you. Are you going to allow them to use their psychological fear porn to trick you into doing the same with your children? How many children will need to die before you call a halt and vaccinated people protest in the street? Not the way they are, though. Because a very bizarre scenario occurred this weekend in Melbourne. A scenario that was orchestrated, no doubt with the help of George Soros. He's very good at organising protests. Just see Black Lives Matter and Antifa. In Melbourne, he organised a pro-vaccine protest last weekend. And they were telling people, get your shot, Nazis. Get your shot. How about no? So here's a couple of things they're asking you to believe. One, as the hospitals become overwhelmed with COVID-19, Omicron variant, Delta variant patients, the unvaccinated are already locked out of hospitals, veterinary surgeries, and GP offices. So please do tell me who is overwhelming the hospitals if the unvaccinated aren't allowed in. Secondly, those people who are coercing, forcing, mandating, blackmailing, causing you to be jobless and homeless, to coerce you into being a medical experiment. Nazis coercing you to be a medical experiment, their medical and technological experiment. It's not about a medical experiment. It's about a technological advance, the fourth industrial revolution. Those Nazis forcing many people to be part of that experiment are calling those who don't take part in the experiment Nazis. Wait, wait, wait. Those behaving like Nazis forcing you to be part of a medical and technological experiment are causing those not taking part in the experiment Nazis. Why are they doing that? Well, first they tried to say that their vaccine wouldn't work unless you had one. Well, when it was medical, it begged the question, how so? Well, that doesn't make any sense. Why would your vaccine not work if I don't have it? They realised that that was quite a good argument from the unvaccinated. But you see, it's not just a medical experiment. It's a technological advance, the fourth industrial revolution, the tracking and tracing Bluetoothing of all humanity. And on that level is where they are coming from when they say, if you aren't part of our experiment won't work. Hive mentality, group mentality, the zombie apocalypse. This has been Charles in Charge. I'll see you next time.